Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Last year marked the 125th anniversary of South Dakota statehood. And to help mark the occasion, Plankinton artist Altman Studeni collected soil from each of the state's 66 counties. The dirt was then mixed together, returned to the collection sites with a bur oak sapling. And some of the symbolically intermingled soil was saved. And now to conclude the project, Studeni wants to give the dirt to one child born in every county during the 125th anniversary year, along with a certificate redeemable for a bur oak sapling, so each family can then perform their own commemorative planting of a tree that will grow as the child grows. Studeni joins us on the line. And Altman, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me, Carl. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, I'd like to go back to the beginning. Where did the whole idea for this project come from?
Well, starting back before the Quasca Centennial year, I was considering projects that would find some way to engage every county in the state in an equal way. And the organization that I work with, South Dakotans for the Inclusive Arts, which I'm a founding member of, always seeks to find new ways to engage socially people across the state, in especially rural areas. So, to kind of lead up to the 125th celebrations, I worked with representatives from every county to pick a site of some social or historical significance in their county. And then, as you said, collected that soil, brought it all back together to be combined equally so you couldn't tell Aurora from Zeebock. And then that soil was returned to each county with a bur oak growing in it so that there would be a tree in every county growing in soil that was collected from every county. Now, I've always thought of that project not as an end to itself, but as a project generation tool. So there was always the intent that after the tree had been planted, there would be a follow-up, something that could occur at each of the anniversaries of statehood. And, you know, was that going to be a photo project? Was it going to be, you know, a road trip to go visit all the trees? And then with that in mind, with the goal of social engagement in mind, started thinking of how to involve more people. So we've got one element of the project talking about the geography of the state, and then we have another element of the project talking about the social makeup of the state. So we're seeking, in this stage of the game, a child born from November 2nd, 2014, up until November 1st, 2015, who shares, you know, that commemorative year with our state, so that we can not only give them a tree and some and a little bit of symbolic soil as a commemoration of their birth, but also to be able to check in with those families as the years go on, up into the sesquicentennial in 25 years, to see the changing face of South Dakota, what the young people of South Dakota, their hopes are, what they mean to accomplish in the state, whether they even feel that this is a state that they can stick around, and why or why not.
Well, that'll be fascinating to see what happens in 25 years. This whole concept of one child in a county, what happens if you hear from, a number of different families that have a child born in that 12-month span?
Well, that would be wonderful. There's nothing that we like more than having lots of engagement. I think what we will probably do, if there is multiple respondents from every county, is we'll just draw randomly from those who send in, but we'll certainly keep those other families in mind if, for some reason, that family can't be part of the questionnaire session or if we just need to check back in as well.
So have you heard much? Have you heard from any families yet that had kids born during those 12 months?
Yeah,
we still have a couple of months to go yet here too.
Yeah, we just put a press release out and placed a statewide classified in each of the newspapers in the state to ask for participants. And just in these first couple of weeks, we've started to get emails rolling in and letters sent to the post office box.
So that must be very exciting for you then.
Well, it's always thrilling when you're working with these X factors of public participation. You don't ever really know if the project is going to work. But in kind of the way that we approach an attitude of making and an attitude of social engagement, using art as a tool for social engagement, is a belief that, well, with enough earnesty and with you approach people with a genuine curiosity and a genuine wish for participation, that there will be those who pick up the ball, and we've been very happy so far, but certainly need more participation from across the state.
Yeah, 66 counties. I'm curious as to how the reaction was to the first part of this, of collecting the dirt and then planting the trees in the 66 counties. How was that part of the project received?
Well, we always like kind of shifting some of the dialogue surrounding what an art project can really be. So it's been an important part of meeting with local representatives and, you know, taking this epic drive across the state, putting in, you know, 3,600 miles over 10 days to meet every one of these counties get to every one of these counties and meet people in every one of these counties. I think that there really is an interest in rural places to be involved in art, to change the way that these rural communities can expect interactions with artists to go down. And that's really been the greatest satisfaction of all, is finding that people are really, finding, as we always suspected, that people are ready to be engaged and ready to bring themselves, the best of themselves, to a project.
Now, when you talk about this project, when you were first mentioning it to people, what was their reaction? I know mine was, oh, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, was that what other people thought at first, too, when you mentioned this to them?
Yeah, the first steps of contacting representatives were done through, from each county for the soil collection, were done through the soil conservation agencies in every county, and most were very eager to find a spot and to talk to people in their communities, that to find a space that would be one that people could really use, can visit the tree and have some sense of ownership over it. For those counties where it wasn't possible for the soil conservation agency to find a spot, then, you know, we talked to courthouses, and then we talked to city governments, and every spot is a public place, and it's important. We thought it was important from the very beginning that this should be a project where there is ownership in every community. And as I've been driving around the state with my job with the South Dakota Arts Council and work on the Artists in Schools and Communities roster, doing residencies within schools and community organizations across the state, I've been privileged to be able to see that most of those trees are going really, really well. Mm-hmm. The ones that I've been able to just pass by got good, strong leaves on them. There's some magic in that soil for sure.
So for you, even though this is a public art project, there's the personal relationship that you have as well. You almost sounds like you have, I don't know if ownership is the right word, but you know, you're interested in seeing how these trees are coming along.
Definitely so. You know, I've lived in different parts of the country over the past few years, and all of the moves that I've made have been, I think, with the idea in the back of my head that they'd be a permanent shift to a different region. And I went to grad school out in Maine, and the idea of being on the East Coast was very exciting because that's, you know, quote, where culture comes from. And since deciding to return back to South Dakota and committing to the idea that there's real power about art making in rural places, places where a lot of other regions probably don't think, you know, culture comes from, it's very exciting to know that these interactions go down successfully, that people are curious, that people are ready to participate. And yeah, there absolutely is an ownership. I think that the more opportunities that we have for people to self-identify as the people that they want to be, as the jobs that they want to be, even though that may not be expected of certain regions. We may not think that that's where art comes from, or where literature comes from, or dance, or whatever else, that there's real possibilities for involvement and real possibilities to live out a lot of the goals that you might have in a place like South Dakota.
Altman, we only got a couple of minutes left here. I want to make sure that we get the information out regarding this aspect of the project. People who are interested in who have kids born in the past 12 months. What is the process here for people who? Yeah, we've got a kid that was born after November 12th. How do we get in contact with you? How do we participate?
Okay, so the email address for this project is sodacgrow125@gmail.com. So sodacgrow125 grow125@gmail.com, or you can send the name of the child, when the child was born, and your family contact information to Post Office Box 1, Plankton, South Dakota, 57368. And that can be addressed to South Dakotans for the Inclusive Arts, or SDIA.
And we'll also link to that. I'll have that information up on our website as well at sdpb.org, so you can check that out just in case you weren't able to write all that down. So we'll have that for you. Finally, Altman, you know, we think of, you know, wanting to make a difference. All of us want to make a difference, leave a legacy. I'm thinking that, you know, here we've got trees. You're helping plant these trees and these bur oak trees that'll be still here in South Dakota long after all of us are gone.
Well, one of the things that I like to consider as part of that is that, you know, it couldn't have been done, and it can't be done without the cooperation and participation of many, many, many other people in the state. So, if you know, I think people who generally think about legacy sometimes miss the. I try not to think about legacy because when I do, I miss the mark. But if there is a sense of importance to some part of this project, I think it really is in the cooperation and collaboration. That it really couldn't, that great things can't be achieved without working together.
Well, Altman, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Boy, it's really my pleasure. Thank you for the time, Carl.